There are some types
there are a number of
other brain that don't know how to relax from time to time.
Tony Robbins calls
just like an employee of a poor human
and needs to be compensated for the job that
he does and rewarded for going up.
There's a major part of us that craves certain
like a company
security and probably
we're afraid around that a
job wouldn't be in if he wasn't getting compensated.
Welcome my friend to
because they want to be certain
that they will always
have a person found your
red life.
Logic
if you don't
well
in
the
company
shape.
A lot of people
to be
red follow
the
monster.
Have you ever rented a movie that you already seen?
I've spent a lot of hours
studying
other
same amount of time
behavior side studying my own behavior.
It's what I've come to realize that there are
five main levels of brain that
generally make time for all of them.
I'm able to be at least one of their
needs,
and again, they're usually alive.
Or if we have a regular job, we must go to work and arrive on time in order to see the
most
controlling of the
four.
Ever have a major emergency
pull on,
regardless of how busy our lives are, we find the time to address it,
because it is suddenly become
a must.
And it usually occurs
we
at night.
Always have
the
time
to go to sleep,
but
or
not so much
prolonged
time
in order
to be loved
and accepted.
Which I'll explain
in a moment.
How many
shakes from
others
in your life
are refusing
to
understand?
Maybe
I should.
I'm in level
one.
I should
work
out
my salon.
It
absolutely
nothing that requires
time is
making
it
a must.
I'll usually close my eyes
and
make a charge
on it.
I'm going to unrelax my videos
on a
restaurant.
Maybe I'll
have to worry about
that. I can
sit
down and relax. Maybe
I'll enjoy
life
sitting
down. If they
want to
be that
because you
aren't
sure,
because
it again,
fulfilled up
and
organized
and rewarding
yourself
at
a lower
level
of
brain
rebellion
personalities.
I'm not going to produce
any more
results until I start getting some appreciation around
here.
But I'm at least able to stimulate my mind
either
by
watching
personalities
can be
motivated by peace.
You may want to consider going on vacation
or
just
to remind your brain
that
it's okay
to
keep producing results.
There is
demands from
life.
There's
a reason why my wife and I go on vacation roughly every 12
feeling
officer needs to be under what I call the bottom of the
screen.
We allow our white personalities to
be. It's when I'm in level three that I can be right there and do activities to write with,
cooking, venue planning, or creating plans for other vacations.
Very good at constructing thoughts.
I'm not quite to the level where I can create life-changing products during this time, or brainstorm new ways to improve my
possible limitations.
But I'm still able to use my brain to
share what they're feeling
or what they're understanding or seeing.
This helps me fulfill
the need for variety in my life.
Whites may also sometimes
be
unwilling
to set
goals. I can do business creation.
They dislike working at someone else's
pace. I can think of ways in which I can benefit the lives of others
and
be self-depreciating.
I can create new CDs.
White personalities I can write often able to recharge.
I can fine-tune my outlines for upcoming classes.
This
the
helps fulfill my need
warm
for
baths
growth.
During times when they won't have
finally,
to be disturbed.
Level 5 for me
they
is when
I am totally rocking the house
going
down.
Going to the spa, for
it
example.
Is full blast of brain
often
activity.
The type that when they go
it
on
is
vacation,
always level 5 that
they
I'm
don't
want to
go
when
I'm with my mentoring
you know, somewhere
super
busy like a
it's
theme
only
park.
In level 5
they
that
I can
go
use
to
my brain
to help
my
students
create plans of action for their lives.
Nothing.
In level 5, I can help solve problems. I can create solutions. I can accomplish absolutely anything that
I need to get done.
They are
level
here to
five
have a great
allows me
time.
To be the most productive.
They're known most for
also
being
allows me to fulfill my need for
optimistic and
well, sometimes a little self-centered.
I recommend spending time
some
in all five
levels
of yellow personalities is they're often enthusiastic.
Maybe for example, while you are
they're
working
often very persuasive
on just in
your job, you're on levels 4 and 5
and they're always
then
looking
you come
for
home to be with
to
your
do.
Family or friends and
some
you allow yourself some
time in levels is
and they develop friendships with
then finally go to level 1
as you're unwinding to go to sleep at
them from forming meaningful
you may also find it beneficial to go straight
often
to level
lots
1
of friends,
after prolonged
only
periods
on a superficial
time in
level
5.
Yellows may
for
have
example,
a difficult
when I have
time
a full
getting
day
where
I am jam-packed
with seeing mentoring students.
Yellow personality
if I have
types
breaks
tend
in between appointments, I'll usually spend them in
things.
Level 1 so that
it can
I can
be
recharge my
for
brain
personality
to
get
go
back
to level
5
when
the
white
my
personality
student arrives.
Because again, the white
my
personality will just
usually
want to sit and relax and read a book, while the yellow personality will
want
to be
down what it
looks like for
you at each of your different levels of brain activity.
They still
want to
be productive on vacation by having as many new and fun experiences
as possible
of those different levels.
Much
and
like
then
red personalities,
amusement parks are often great ways for yellow personalities to recharge and unwind because it's both extremely fun and they get to be constantly moving and interacting with other people. So, what do you do if two different personality types are married to each other if they want to go on vacation and have all of their needs met? My wife and I are basically polar opposites when it comes to personality types. I'm mostly red-yellow, and she's mostly white-blue. We've actually found that cruises and all-inclusive resorts tend to work best for us because we get to do a fun, exciting, and engaging activity or excursion in the morning, which appeases my red and yellow personalities, and then have some relaxing downtime in the afternoon, which appeases my wife's white personality, and then finish with having an amazing dinner and watching an awesome show, which of course are all organized and produced by the cruise line or the restaurant, which appeases her blue personality. Author Gary Chapman teaches us that in addition to personality types, we also each have what are called love languages. For some, it honors and recharges them to receive gifts. On special occasions, they absolutely love to unwrap presents or receive flowers and the like. For others, receiving acts of service helps them to recharge. If they come home to a clean house and all the dishes are done, or the lawn mowed, or the car washed, or whatever, they absolutely love it. Sometimes they can actually recharge by giving service to other people. There are some whose love language is loving touch. If they're in a relationship with someone, they will often really prefer to be held and cuddled. And one of the best ways for them to recharge is by getting a massage. There are others whose love language is words of affirmation. They thrive on praise and loving words. For them, listening to meditation tracks that contain positive affirmations can go a long way. Finally, there are those whose love language is quality time. These are the ones that need to make spending time with family and friends in fun, uplifting situations a major priority. Now, with all these love languages, it's important to understand that whatever a person's love language is, receiving the exact opposite is generally what can hurt them the most. For example, someone whose love language is words of affirmation, words of negative criticism can be extremely painful. For someone whose love language is acts of service, it can be extremely frustrating when they are counting on someone to do a job and they don't pull through, or if they perceive others as creating extra work for them. A lot of times, people don't express to their loved ones what their love languages are, so they often go unmet. My friend, get a piece of paper and something to write with and write down the following love languages: gifts, service, loving touch, words of affirmation, and quality time, and number them from 1 to 5, 1 being the one you like most and 5 being the one you like the least. Share this list with your loved ones and encourage them to do the same for you. My friend, just as important as it is to work smart, it is also as important to play. Make blue screen time a priority in your life and watch your levels of productivity and therefore your results go up.